What up, y'all? It's your boy A Mafia. This is my introduction to my very first episode of a podcast from the bedroom. Before I get started or touch on any subjects or topics, I'd like to send a special shout out and give my condolences to the Brooks family of Topeka, Kansas. No words can describe or justify the pain, the embarrassment that y'all have endured during the whole process of these unfortunate events. Once again, I'd like to send my condolences to the family and friends. Rest in peace, Alonzo Brooks. Justice for Alonzo. Now, before I get started, before I touch on and get into my perspective and my opinion and my theory surrounding this whole case, I'm just going to give y'all a little background. On May 1st, 2004, the body of Alonzo Brooks was found in Lansing, Kansas, about a month after he was reported missing, April 3rd, 2004. The circumstances surrounding Brooks' death are mysterious and are continuing to be investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation into whether or not he was the victim of a hate crime. You hear that? Hate crime. I'm going to be touching on some subjects on this podcast that might upset some people. It might offend some people. But the truth must be told. The truth must be told. In order for the truth to be told, you must tell it. You must expose it. You must open Pandora's box. You dig? Alonzo Brooks was 23 years old. His father's name was Billy Brooks. His mother's name was Maria Ramirez. They're all from Topeka, Kansas. You know, Brooks was African American and Mexican descent. But unfortunately, in America, you're still considered POC. People of color. Black. You're still black in America. Have anyone ever looked up the definition of black? (Clears throat) really, have anyone ever looked up the definition of black? And have anyone ever looked up the definition of white? See the difference? See the big difference? You know? It's a big difference, especially in America. The definition of black the result of absent or complete absorption of invisible light. You hear that? The absence or complete absorption of visible light. Now let's take a look at the definition of white. White is the lightest color and is achromatic, having no hue. It's the color of fresh snow, chalk, and milk, and it's the opposite of black. The opposite of black. White objects fully reflect and scatter all visible wavelengths of light. That's their definition of white, the opposite of black. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know? Unbelievable. You know, the problem with this country, is that it's so much racial profiling going on in this country, and it has been for centuries and for decades. It's been going on for centuries and decades. Now let me get back to my topic at hand. On April 3rd, 2004, Brooks traveled with three friends. They went to a party out in Lansing, Kansas, approximately 50 miles from where they live, where they're from. Apparently, the town Lansing that they went in is predominantly white. All white. allegedly, no, let me take that back. No, allegedly. In fact, the party that Brooks and his friends went to was all white. Brooks was the only person of color in the party. Even his friends was white. Yeah. Even his friends was white. Rumors is speculating that possibly racial slurs, intention was rising and igniting between Brooks and other individuals at the party. It was racial tension and slurs igniting between Brooks and other individuals at the party. Now, from my understanding, his friends, Alonzo's friends, left him at this party by himself. Yeah, you heard it right. They left this man at this party in the middle of nowhere in this racial town full of white supremacists and KKK. Activities by himself, stranded with no ride home whatsoever. Back then, cell phones wasn't even to its popular magnitude yet. It just was starting to actually really like break through around that time point, you know. People had cell phones, but some people still didn't really have them yet. You know, house phones were still, you know, in. I mean, they just started to fade, but it still was in, you know. So everybody wasn't accustomed to a cell phone yet back in 2004. Shit, I know people who just got cell phones 4, 5, 6 years ago. But anyway, he was left alone at this party. Now, supposedly, allegedly, yeah, I said it right this time. One of his friends went to go get smokes, cigarettes, claimed he got lost. Never returned to get Alonzo. He allegedly claimed that he called someone named Adam. Now mind you, this guy that I'm talking about named is Justin, one of Alonzo's friends, which he is white too. He allegedly called Adam to let Adam know if he could give Alonzo a lift because he got lost and stuck on a gravel road. He was supposed to have got stuck on a gravel road and got lost on his way to go get a pack of damn cigarettes that was right down the damn street. It literally is a gas station right down the damn road from where this party was, even though they was in a rural area, in a country town. It was a gas station store about a mile and a half, two down the road. From my understanding, you can actually see the lights from the little store in the town from the driveway of the lane where he pulled out in the road. But he claimed he made a right when he went out of the driveway instead of a left, and that caused him to get lost and get stuck on the gravel road. Now, the next day, Alonzo did not return. I can't remember exactly who it was, but someone called Alonzo's house and his mom picked up the phone and they asked, was Alonzo home? She said, let me go in the room and check. And that's when she discovered Alonzo never made it back home that night. She discovered he didn't return home that night. The previous night from the park. So what happens is one of Alonzo's friends goes over to the guy's house who supposedly went to this party with Alonzo, who supposedly took Alonzo to the party, the one who is supposedly left, well, who did leave Alonzo at this party. So they go back out to the town. They go back out to the town. They go back out to Lacine to go see if they see any signs of Alonzo or if anybody's seen him or heard from him or anything. So what happened was, when they get down to the town, and when they get to where they arrived where the party was, the first thing they see in the middle of the road is where Alonzo, one of Alonzo's boots was in the middle of the road. One of his boots. One of his boots from off his feet was in the middle of the road. They walk a little bit further and find the other boot on the other side of the road. Yeah, you're hearing this correctly. That should be red flag right there. That's a red flag automatic. Then he looks to the left a little bit and finds the man hat in the ditch. So if those ain't red flags, I don't know what is. Now, this friend of Alonzo who found these boots in Alonzo's hat said as they were walking around where the party was to see what else they could see and find, as they was there, this white dude, this redneck, came out of nowhere on a four-wheeler saying, "You need to get up out of here." You know what I'm saying? He told them they need to leave. Now, this man is out there searching for his friend. Actually, him and all his friends out there trying to see what they can see. And this guy comes out on a four-wheeler, disregard everything they're saying, and just told them they need to leave. So the guy said he felt kind of, intimidated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was in a town that he wasn't from, and you know what I'm saying? To get there, his brother didn't return home. He found his brother boots and stuff like that, you know? So it kind of shook him. He got the fuck up out of there. That's what the fuck he's supposed to do. The fuck up out of there. That's what those friends were supposed to told Alonzo, at that party. Once they knew all the racial slurs and shit was getting brought up and all this shit, they should say, "Yo, let's get the fuck up out of here." That should have been his cue to get the fuck up out of there. But anyway, I'll get back to that. Anyway, an investigation was launched by the Linn County Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and the KBI, which is the Kansas City Bureau of Investigation. They launched an investigation. And the family asked if they can join the efforts of the search. And they were turned down. The Linn County Sheriff's Department told them no. They got it. They'll take care of it. In fact, while the investigation was ongoing, the family kept calling for updates or any leads or any clues, as a family would, because they're concerned about their child being, or their family being missing. The sheriff's department tell them to stop calling. You're calling too much. We'll call you if we hear something. Now, what kind of shit is that to tell somebody? Anyway, this investigation was launched. They searched for this man's body for damn near a whole month, supposedly. And they didn't find anything. The authorities finally let the family come in and search. And on May 1st, 2004, the family went down there. Around about 50 people of the family went down there, walkie-talkies and all the arms and vests and everything that you need to do when you conducting a search for a missing person. They went out there. And don't you know, within 30 minutes of them out there searching, they find Alonzo's body. Within 30 minutes of them searching, they found Alonzo's body. Next. You should know something ain't right with that. And this is what's going to top it all off. They found his body on the property where the party took place at. Once again, they found his body in the same spot the party was at. Now, yo, what kind of fucking shit is that? That's some crazy ass shit. For real. And that's some spooky ass shit. Like, that shit's spooky as hell, my nigga. Like, imagine you being in the family shoes. You dig, like, you going out to search for this, for your missing loved one, and last fucking place you expect to find them is at the motherfucking spot where he went missing at. ...30 days after the motherfucking fact. That shit would have spooked the hell out of me. It would have been like, almost like you can feel that that body was planted. That body was put there. It was intended for the family to find that body. That shit would have scared the shit out of me. Like I don't know what. It would have scared me, tore me up. All kind of emotions would have been going on, like, through my head. Because I would have been like, it's got to be impossible due to the fact the Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and the KBI was already on this search before we even got out here. How the fuck is that possible? But yeah. Whew. Man, I tell you. That sound like a fucking cover up. That's a spit in the face to the family. That's a spit in the face to the FBI, KBI. And, oh man, that shit crazy, my nigga. But yeah, His brother said when he found the body, because actually, I believe someone else from, you know, the search party found the body, and they called the brother down to identify it, which the brother was already there, but I think he was like in another area of where they were searching at. He wasn't actually right there where the body was and shit. But he come to see the body, and he identified that it's his brother's body, and he like, the body don't look like it had been out there for no 30 days. And mind you, they found the body next to a creek. Water, streaming water, rain and all that. You know that creek rise and go back down, rise and go back down. That body should have been bloated up and all pulled apart. It shouldn't have been nothing left of that body hardly. He shouldn't have been able to identify it. Probably just by the clothes he had on, but shit. His skin and all that. His body was still good. Like, everything, his brother said, like, wasn't nothing wrong with him. Like, still had the color. He said there was some disfiguration around his neck. There was some skin around his neck that was missing. Some tissue seemed to be ate up, but that's it. Like, if your body out there for a whole 30 days, all kinds of scavengers and buzzards and creatures, all kinds of things are just going to eat up the flesh to almost unrecognizable subject. And his brother said his brother looked completely intact. Everything in his pockets was still intact. Papers, money, lighter, bandana, cigarette lighter. Like, really? So, evidently the case wound up going cold. You know, the coroner couldn't determine an indication of what happened or the death, you know. And a lot of speculations is going around. A lot of rumors is going around. Like, this case is back out. This case is back on the forefront. And if you don't know, now you know. This case was brought back to the forefront. Actually, on Netflix new documentary. Unsolved Mysteries. This documentary and this broadcast was actually shown in July this year, 2020. And you know what's so crazy about that whole shit. You know what's so coincidentally just happened? The FBI reopened this case. They put $100,000 motherfucking dollars up for any leads, clues leading to Alonzo's death. $100,000 motherfucking dollars. Now, this is where the shit gets crazy to me. And I'm going to point out this theory that no one touched on yet. And I'm going to wrap this thing up to the next time. But with all this racial tension, all this racial injustices, all these senseless racial killings from these white police officers in America, we are back at the height again. This is the height of it in America. You know, from the Eric Garners to the George Floyds . You know, this shit don't stop. This shit don't fucking stop. And I'm gonna touch on this shit. This case right here can very well set America on fucking fire. Yeah, you heard it right. On fucking fire. The autopsies report on Alonzo's death is due back any day now. Any day now, Alonzo Brooks' hit body and his autopsy results will be coming back. His body was re-dug up and then re-exhumed. And those autopsy reports is supposed to be getting released any day now. Let me tell you about this. When I say this shit is going to set America on fire, I don't mean to be jumping to any conclusions. I don't mean to be jumping to any speculations or throwing out these crazy theories. I just want to let that be known. You know, this is just my take on it time after time after we've seen so many things that's been planned and so many things they throw in our face. And nothing's been done about these things. I believe this case could be the next Emmett Till. This case can very well spark the biggest notion this country has ever seen. If y'all think George Floyd was something and made them people act like they did, if you think that case that just happened with that guy that they shot in, where was it? Milwaukee? Wisconsin? Somewhere out there in Wisconsin. Shot that man paralyzed in the back. If y'all think that is something, if y'all think the recent protesters and outlanders and crazy this come out yet, wait till this autopsy report get released. How this boy, excuse me, how this man Alonzo Brooks was killed. I believe they're going to say I've done research on this case. Lots of research. It gives me goosebumps. It gives me chills. Just by me about to say what I'm getting ready to say. I believe they're going to say this man was tortured. They're going to say this man was hung. They're going to say this man was killed. This was a pure lynching. Of a case that could have been solved. But there was a bigger cover up. And we're going to get into that on my next video / episode of a podcast. From the bedroom. But yeah, they're going to say this man was tortured and hung. There's all kinds of speculations going on, all kinds of rumors going on. And they have to have some kind of evidence for them to dig his body up and have it re-exhumed. And why they chose to air this case and bring this case out to the forefront at a time like this, where all this racial injustice is at the height that it's like it's ever been, with racial tension in this country. I believe it's something bigger behind this. That's just my take on it. when these autopsy reports come back out and when they are released, I guarantee it is going to say Alonzo Brooks was tortured and hanged, and it was a cover up. In that county, there was a cover up in that county. There's shit floating around about how Alonzo's body was stored in a fucking freezer. In a fucking freezer, bro. And that they tortured this man with a fucking dog shot collar. It's other rumors that this man was tied around, a noose was tied around this man's neck, and they drug him down the fucking road on the back of a fucking truck. Like some shit you see out of a fucking movie. People are suggesting that the people that was involved in this family is very wealthy in that town. I heard they had connections with the sheriff in that town. I heard they had connections with the judge from one of those areas or that town. And they all played in a big major cover-up on this case. Now, I'm going to be getting back on this case in my next episode. And I'm going to be detailing some of the names that allegedly involved and some of the people and some of the rumors. About the people that may be involved with this whole case and this cover-up. Right. There's something bigger going on here, folks. And it's something that we all need to look into. And we all need to wake up. It's not a time for us to be rising against each other. Not a time for us to be worried about the things that don't even matter. Or the things that never even mattered now. cause all kinds of tension between people. It caused all kinds of how can I say this? I'm going to word this right. Cause all kinds of separation in between family, loved ones, friends. I say that to say this. We must stay prayed up. We must stay prayed up at all times. We must be ready to defeat the wicked one. We must be able to identify the wicked one. We must be able to identify the wicked one, even when it forms itself as something innocent. Rest in peace to Alonzo Brooks. My condolences go and my prayers goes out to the family. Justice for Alonzo. See you next time on a podcast from the bedroom.